So that sucked.
That was not. That was not what we wanted to
wow.
see. But USMNT against Belgium, the game ends 5-2.
As if that even matters.
Bro, welcome.
Damn.
I mean, we were gathering ourselves. We obviously just finished watching the game.
We were so hyped.
We were so hyped. And right now, we're a little less hyped.
It's feeling a little down in the dumps. Because of the goals. You know what I mean? The way they were giving up. It wasn't necessarily like, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, they're so much better. Better goalkeeping.
We did not look sharp. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yeah, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And this is why you need us, okay? We're the stand-up comic relief after these matches, okay?
Absolutely. You know, like when you're having problems, you go talk to your barber, bro. We're your barber right now,
okay,
dog.
Hey, we're going to give you a terrible haircut.
Hell yeah, dog. While we on the phone arguing with our girls,
okay? So, yes. Shout out to everybody watching across all the Yahoo Sports channels as well. Welcome aboard. If you are new here, like I said, my name is Alexis. That's Alexis. I'm Christian.
Yeah. Almost took my name.
I know. And we're trying to make sense of this game, man, because there was a lot of positivity and hype. Weston McKennie scored in the game. Weston McKennie was on our show 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Worked
in the first half, baby. You got the Cooligans bump.
The Cooligans bump is real. It exists. And wow, that second. I mean, I think it's really the goal at the end of the first half is just so deflating. So, you know, you're like a minute away from going into halftime.
Those are the worst.
With the lead, and you gotta get a little smack in the face before you get head into the locker room.
Instead of going in the locker room and the coach being like, "Here's all the things we did well." Now it's like, we got to do a little tongue lashing. You know what I mean?
Right. So look, we got to ask the question, is this a wake up call or a reality check for the U.S.? Because this was a very sobering game. I think we were really excited, especially with all the men's national team players playing for their clubs, like looking pretty good, pretty sharp in between windows. Even Sebastian Berhalter, who got to the MLS Cup final, Weston McKennie doing amazing things in Champions League. And players coming back from injury. I was just in a place where I'm like, man, I feel like we're going to go toe to toe with Belgium. And we did not go.
No, we went toe to no. I think at the end of the day, there's a two part answer here. One, I still believe that friendlies don't matter. the result don't matter.
Turn off the show. You don't even gotta watch it.
Hear me out. Friendlies matter. Obviously, you need to play the games. The result itself, 5-2, shouldn't necessarily matter. What matters is how you played the game, right? Both teams made 5 subs in the second half at one point, and you know, those can change games. The difference is, all right, in those moments where your closest to A team is in, right? And that was the beginning of the match. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily your A team, but that's pretty close to what an A team will feel like in the World Cup. How did they play? In the first half, I walk away saying, yo, we stood toe-to-toe. What bothers me is they made very small tactical changes, and it completely blew up our system. We had no way of handling that. That, to me, is where I sit there and say, okay, 5-2 doesn't feel good, but that's not necessarily my takeaway. My takeaway is, hey, Team A, good job out there. In fact, I would say probably up until the 35th minute, I thought USA were in control.
Yeah, it was a pretty composed.
But after that,
first half. But after that, even before the McKennie goal, it was the goal that was turned, that was taken back because of the handball from Belgium.
Yeah.
Right then was like the moment where they started to get a little scary. But then Weston McKennie scores, and we're like, all right, we good. Yeah. We got no problems here. And then, boom. We get this, the first goal, a goal from outside the box from what was his name?
De Bast.
And it was quite De Fast, the shot, but.
We both get to pick the buttons on that one.
But you still feel like somebody either should get in the way of that shot, or Matt Turner should get a hand on it.
Matt Turner hesitated.
It was just
It was a low-lying shot from outside the box that he had clear view of the entire way. He thought Tim Ream was going to deflect it, which is why he hesitated. He got his hands to the ball.
He did.
If he would have not hesitated, that would have been a great save, but a save nonetheless.
Yeah. So unfortunate. And I think that's where that was like the beginning of the end, because I think that the confidence of the team is sky high if they keep that clean sheet for those first 45 minutes. Shout out to everybody watching on YouTube and in the chat. We're going to be also pulling up a lot of our favorite chats. The Yahoo production team is going to be pulling up the chats. So keep them coming. And don't think we're ignoring you ever.
I see some good ones in here so far.
So if
someone said we went toe to nuts, we've got some great comments so far.
All right. That's the kind of quality comments.
This is what we need, bro.
We want to see.
Don't come in here with your good takes.
And you know what? We have quality comments like that. And that's why the caliber of guests sometimes.
I'm sorry. Forget quality comments. How about quality commentators?
Commentators.
Sliding in so our DMs saying, can I be on the show?
On social media, we mentioned we had a surprise guest coming through. The one and no honor to have him on here for a little bit, for a few minutes. Maybe to help us with how to make sense of this result. But the one and only, the legend, the USMNT legend, especially from the 94 World Cup, the one and only Marcelo Balboa. Marcelo, hello. How are you?
Yeah, us too, dude.
Not good, fellas. Not good.
Okay. So first reaction, because since we're obviously just a few minutes over from the final whistle, what did you think?
I was listening. You know what? Here's the deal with Turner. If anybody deflects that ball and he's already diving, it's on the other corner. So I see why he's hesitated. You could see from the camera from the back because he saw Tim Ream stick his leg out. And when that leg came out, if it gets deflected, he's in good position. And then it was too late to get there. But I'll say this. I was happy with 30 minutes, maybe 35 of the first half. After that, it was just like, okay, let's just let off the gas. We're good. We're good. And welcome to Belgium, 5-2. You know what I mean? When you don't want to defend, when you don't want to move the ball fast enough, when you don't want to try to create spaces and move the ball and break lines. It's just frustrated, man. Frustrated the last half. We got a goal back, great. But at the end of the day, you gave up five, man. And the biggest problem we have is defensively right now.
Yeah, and it also just seemed like the team was, for the lack of a better term, discombobulated. It felt like we couldn't play in unison. Even for the first 30, 35, there were moments where it seemed like it was missed passes or passes to players that didn't make a run. So I think it got fully exploited, especially once Doku kind of turned it on.
Well, and I'll just add this to Alexis's comments, because I think maybe, I don't know if we're necessarily seeing a pattern, but I really don't love the body language after the U.S. give up a goal. There's something, it's not great. It's not super motivating. I don't have the sense like, oh, we're going to get back into this. And I don't know who is the leadership group that kind of leads that. But it's a little bit concerning. I don't know how you feel about it.
It's still some time.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because, I mean, I get it. For a coach, you've got to put this group together. You get 3 or 4 days of training. You're playing some of the top caliber teams in the world. But, man, we're better than that. You know, we can keep giving excuses. We can keep saying the players this. We're better than what we showed today. 100 times better. So I'm waiting for it to click in. I'm waiting for it. Are we going to wait till the World Cup, to the very first game that we're going to kick it? You know, I don't know. I don't know. I just the performance today was just kind of like blah. And it, you know what? And it pisses me off more than anything is guys are fighting for their spot. Could you tell who was fighting for a spot today?
Right.
Other than McKennie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
McKennie's our best player right now. Let's just be straight up and honest. Down. Which is great for Pulisic. Maybe it takes a little bit of pressure off him. But let me ask you this. Where was Tillman today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just there was maybe where one was
you
decent
wanna be
run.
A, you want to be a starter. And you want to be a starter. Where were you today in a big game?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Of some of the new inclusions, like Tanner Tessman or Johnny Cardozo, did you see anything that said they deserve a spot?
No, nothing. Maybe the one tackle where he laid down Tessman when he dropped the guy in the second half. But besides that, tell me what he did.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for Weah because that's not a natural. He's learning that position. That's a difficult play. Serginho Dest has played there. He could have, or maybe you switch Robinson and you put him on that. I don't know. You know what I mean? But let's just be honest. Not one really today besides Weston. Even Turner, how many more balls could he punch in the first half?
Yeah.
Every ball he punched.
Yeah, that's what, the goalkeeper conversation, I think this was Matt Turner's opportunity to possibly like really make, give himself a shot.
But he made some good saves.
Yeah.
The one on the handball was incredible.
Yeah, you can't do anything about some of those goals. Let's be honest. Arfston, as a defender, do we let guys inside so they can go to the far post, or do we close down since he's left footed and we force him towards the line? Mistakes, little mistakes cost him today.
What did you think about, we're going to talk about it a little bit more later, but Jeremy Doku is a problem. That is a player, most right backs in any country will have a problem facing him, but he respectfully, he cooked us. He cooked anybody that was in front of him.
I would have gone down with an injury. Oh, hamstring.
Yeah. Let me get out of here. I don't like these highlights.
Next up, dude, I tell you what, if you don't break him in half, how do you stop him?
I want to ask
he was electric.
I know you got to run, but I do want to get to this. Mauricio Pochettino, a lot is made.
I got a few minutes, boys. You're good.
How it started versus how it's going. Talk to me about moving away from three at the back, even though I know at moments in the attack, it looks like we were at three at the back. Why go back to four? It's worked so well with three at the back.
It really is a four. It's a fluid four. So depending on what side the ball's at, you can drop guys in. So I get that. But the problem is when you defend, how much further back can we drop? And by the time we drop, look when that shot came, right? That shot from outside the box for the second goal, there were three defenders marking zero inside the 18. The job is the ball goes forward, you all step forward, and you go close the ball down. So it's not about 4-3, because for 35 minutes, the fluid four worked well.
Mm-hmm.
3-1 would go up, Robinson would go, then Weah would go, they would switch off. So I don't mind that part of it. The problem is you got to get the three. You got to get the three in the middle right. And without Richards today, you can see that it wasn't good.
Yeah.
McKenzie did a nice job. Tim, Tim Ream. Again, we talked about speed. When Freeman went in, Freeman looked out of sorts. He didn't look like he's been getting a lot of playing time, which he hasn't.
Right.
So I think that's the biggest issue we have right now.
Yeah, I want to give a chance. We've got a bunch of fun comics, but Major Money on YouTube said, also, we just mentioned Tim Ream. He says, Tim Ream needs to be a sub. Why didn't Austin Trusty play? Tim Ream's passing was solid, but I don't want to have an anxiety attack anytime he is 1v1.
Is this my burner account? This is incredible. I've been begging for Trusty to play, especially as the left-sided center back in a back three. Tim Ream, he's not looking younger. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, here's my thing. You always need a veteran, and Pochettino's comfortable with Ream because he's left-footed. He's had him in there for almost every game.
Yeah.
He plays him. So I got in trouble the other day because I said about the Klaus goal when he got beat by Klaus one-on-one. If you get isolated in the World Cup, they're going to be better players than Klaus. So I'm not going to disagree. I think that position should have been opened up a little bit more to Trusty sooner because he is left-footed. He can't play that side. Can you play McKenzie Richards? Can you find three? Can you put Tessman back there as one of those three? Can you slide Freeman in? So, I think that, and listen, Tim Ream's a good player. He knocks the ball really well. When he's got time, he makes great passes. But in a World Cup, do you have a lot of time back there? Today it showed. There's lack of leadership back there today. And I think that's a huge thing. You need a leader back there.
Yeah. I do think he has that. I just think that there was just the on the first goal when Turner is thinking that Ream is going to deflect it.
Yeah.
I don't even, just get your, like, make sure that you make contact with it. Like, it was just that. That slight, like, oh, I'm not going to put the full effort because I think my keeper might get this. And the uncertainty there was just like, I'm thinking Richards puts his foot out and gets a little bit on the ball.
To me, it feels a little bit like Trent Alexander-Arnold when he was at Liverpool. You see the reasons why he's there, but there's no denying that when you're under attack that's the weak link they're going to go after.
Yeah.
And that's where you might get exposed. And as much as I love Tim Ream as a veteran presence.
Yeah, no.
I feel that panic, much like Major Money does, when he's 1v1 or he's asked to cover a lot of space. He ain't got that. That button on the remote don't work no more. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I just love.
Just the handball. The handballs. Yeah. I mean.
Another one.
Why are you making yourself bigger when he's going to head the ball? Yeah. You're supposed to make yourself smaller because he's heading the ball. You got a goalkeeper. So I think it's those little tiny mistakes right now. As we get older, we'll say that when I remember when I played. As we get older, those little mistakes are very you used to be able to move quicker when you were 20-some years old. At 30-something, it takes a little longer to move here and to move there. But, again, listen, it's one game. We're going to crucify them because they got beat up 5-2. If they come back and beat Portugal, we'll praise them again.
All right, 100%.
That's part of what we do.
Pretend this never happened.
No, we got to be. You got to learn from this.
Yeah,
we got to learn from this because if we don't learn from this, we're 3 games away from our first World Cup game. 3 more games and we're into the World Cup. So we got to hope no one gets injured. We got to hope. But I think today probably opened that door, solidified that door for Fries. You know what I mean?
It feels like it. I think we're going to see Fries in the next match. And somebody made a good point in the comments about how good he is at guiding his defense and getting them all unified. And we didn't see a lot of that from Turner today.
All right. Marcelo, we're going to let you go. I just want to read this comment real quick from Pedro Navas because it made me laugh. It said, Marcelo looks like the scuba instructor in an all-inclusive resort that has the Zaza plug.
So, buddy, that is spot on.
I'm going to take that as a compliment. I don't know what it means.
It very much is.
Nobody wants to be the scuba instructor that doesn't have the Zaza plug. So I think that is great.
Boys, all I know is I'm going to get on a flight to Kosovo in about 6 hours, and I'm going to go enjoy myself.
Good for you. Let
me know how the Portugal game goes.
Cool.
Well,
and good luck meeting all the extras from the movie Taken over there. It's going to be great.
Marcelo Balboa, thank you so much, everybody. A big round of applause. W's in the chat.
Yeah.
Or M's in the chat for Balboa.
Thank you, Marcelo.
Thank you so much, Marcelo. Let's
talk about player of the game.
Let's talk about our player of the game right now. We got to give it to the one and only
Gio Reyna, baby. Oh no, we're going.
No, okay, we went.
Yes, Dodi, look at me.
A little confusion with production, but Luka Bacchio, well deserved player of the match.
Yeah, he deserves to be player of the match. Obviously, scored the 2 goals.
And the first goal was an absolute.
I love shot accuracy 100%. Could somebody stand in front of him? Is that possible?
It's not a good look. We're typing out these stats and we're like, is this real?
We should not be putting that. But absolutely incredible. Came in and obviously made a big difference. But I think for us, the player that made the biggest difference when he decided to turn it on.
Yeah.
And that's got to be Doku.
Jeremy Doku was unreal. And we watch him week in and week out, obviously, for Manchester City.
Yeah, this isn't new for him.
No, we're used to it. Yeah. We see it. But man, I mean, we see him play against other Premier League players, mm-hmm. and we accept, like, you know, sometimes he looks. So remember the Champions League game, Man City against Real Madrid, Trent Alexander-Arnold, after the game, they obviously beat them and dominated across both legs. But they beat them, and Trent Alexander-Arnold is making fun of Jeremy Doku. He's like making his movements in dribbling. And so you sometimes think like, oh, is this dude like kind of like doing too much? Is he little Alan Saint-Maximin, like a little too, you know?
You don't want to be boys with someone everyone else thinks is a cornball.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, did I pick a bad friend, you know?
But Jeremy Doku, I mean, you see his ability, and especially when he's playing against players not in the Premier League, he is almost unstoppable. Tim Weah.
I mean, here's the truth. He's cooking everyone in the Premier League anyway, so it's not like necessarily new.
He's more, I wouldn't say he's cooking, but he's much more contained. Like, people know what to expect. They see him 2 times a season. Like, they're a little bit more prepared.
But also, like, he has the ability to get around almost anybody, and you see it week in and week out. He has these flashes of brilliance, and I think these gaps are just so much wider when you get to the international game, because Belgium is probably like, I don't know, give it to Jeremy if you're in trouble. And he's going to do something, where Pep is never thinking that. Pep is like, when Doku does this, we do this. When we do this, Jeremy, you have to do this. Whereas internationally, they're like, I man, fry him.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
I mean, you don't know that man's name. Fry him, and we're gonna get open in the far post. What you want me to do?
I got a great clip editor that's gonna make some great highlights of everything you do to these Americans, so.
Bro. It's gonna be UK drill over all this, and every time the beat drops, it's you cooking somebody else.
Hey, I mean, Tim Way. Look, and this is, you know, I had posted on Blue Sky earlier. I was like, Tim Way. Basically, I write back is like, you know, just kind of crazy. I don't want to see it, but he is playing right back for at Marseille. That isn't his natural position, as Marcelo was saying, and it is in this case, who's the best person that can probably stop Doku? Tim Weah, I feel comfortable with it because he has the pace, but because there's no other.
Tim Weah has the ability to keep up with them.
But
if we're asking who's the best defensive right back to stop
that's
him,
That's available. I mean, it was Arfstein.
I can't even explain the level of sadness that just came over me, realizing I ain't got an answer for this.
I guess Freeman.
Is it Freeman?
Freeman,
person who's athletically capable of keeping up with him, but does he have the instinct?
Exactly.
Because he has snap instinct to be able to stop
him. Weah is so good going forward. But Weah defending, I mean, you saw it several highlights.
Is
several
it maybe Scally?
I don't think Scally could keep up with him. Not the pace.
Not keep up with him, but if 1v1 defending, he might be the guy.
That's not the first person I would think of.
Yeah.
But
Chris Richards is probably the one defender we have that I have confidence of saying, all right, go.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
something.
There were, I think, three moments where Tim Weah got spun, like where he is.
I'm not asking.
When you turn your back to a defender like that.
I remember Morve's joke. I boxed for the first time. I don't think you're supposed to get punched in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of how it
very
felt.
Inside.
Very funny friend.
Funny comedian Jonathan Morve. Shout out to Morve.
But I think, Tim, it's hard for me to be mad at Tim Weah there, because what more could you ask of a guy who's not naturally a right back? A guy who's being asked to cover that position.
In a friendly, this is where, right? You always talk about experimenting.
Wait a minute. Are you coming to my side?
I'm just saying. I mean, if you're having the conversation of like, you got to put somebody there for this one game.
Okay. But I will say though, even for a friendly, why you do it against Doku? That's the one guy. It's the hardest test.
Look, it would have been a tough day for anybody.
Right.
The second half was much worse than the first. Again, I think he did okay in the first half, but Doku was figuring out, like, you know, what he was able to get away with. And in the second half, he was like, all right, I'm going to do all the things that I know I can get away with now.
I want to get to the comments, but first, why don't we take a look at some of these tweets? Because we got some wild stuff happening on the internet.
What's the internet saying about this game? We're doing this.
Okay, this is MLS Moves. I have a lot to say in this post game. This needs to be a few guys' last game for the U.S. men's national team.
Right,
you said a lot without saying a lot there. You said a lot.
What else do we got? Greg Beerholder.
Roldan on. MLS hater, though.
I'm about to say this. Roldan on. Game's over. We lost.
I will say, it played out that way, though, did it not? It played out that way.
Oh, it was unfortunate. I don't think it was.
You don't think it was this correlation. Fault. I think there's correlation and causation.
What else we got?
All right, here we go.
The Bolivian Yank.
Oh, yeah. Ream totally screwed us on the fifth, but Berhalter is completely out of his element. He shouldn't be here. And the same with Ream at his age. Berhalter is only good for MLS. That's it. Okay, there's pretty damning screen cap.
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit harsh.
I think this is a bit of a reach. I think we've seen Berhalter show that he's maybe above the level we would normally expect from a young MLS player. I will say, though, maybe going up against, you know, not that far away from their golden generation. At one point, the number one team in the world. It's tough for me to sit here and go, oh, you didn't shine.
Yeah, I think this was a collective issue for the team. I mean,
right now you're like the dude in the hot dog costume going, we all looking for who did this. It's kind of what you're like, there's no reason to point fingers at the players I like. This is more of a... Yeah.
It's not even that. I don't think Berhalter... I mean, look, they all kind of made mistakes. And then once there were so many substitutions, the game plan seemed to be lost. It wasn't like everybody knew exactly what to do. And it was a bit chaotic and disorderly. So it's hard to say, like, specifically that all the players made mistakes, even the starters. So, all right, let's go to some of the comments on YouTube. Who the hell thought it was a good idea to have jerseys that look basically the same on TV? Yes, we got to point this out. This was a massive L for whoever decided what kits each team should have. Look, the U.S. is home, so I'm assuming they get to pick first of like what jerseys they want to wear. Yeah. Belgium, pick just a dark color. What is this point of doing this? This was hard to view. And even a lot of journalists were tweeting as well. They were like, this is, it's hard to see on TV and it's even harder in person. You can't even see, it's hard to tell who's who in person. So
there were moments where we're like, you're open. Oh, that's a different player.
Yeah, yeah. Not never good. Next up.
Roldan had his masterclass bench work in the first half.
Okay. Spider Zlatan always coming through. Bro.
One of my favorite.
Benjo Navas said, Pulisic hasn't been the same since the breakup. You'd think he would have more in the legs. He broke up with his lady?
First of all,
are we breaking news?
You think post-breakup you thrust less? Now that's when you go out and get the huzz. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Okay,
that's when you get the one nighters.
We
feel
all
me?
Grieve differently,
yeah,
bro.
Dog, my hips would need stretching. Before it felt so easy to blame Berhalter for the team mistakes, but with a quality coach, it comes down to the players just not being good enough. Ricky.
Hey, Ricky, you're cooking us.
Bro, let the players live a little. I just think, you need all 11 to play in unison, and that's not what we saw after the 30th minute.
Yeah, but and it's disappointing because we saw that against Uruguay and Paraguay. And weirdly enough,
We got to just play a guy.
Where the guy is
at? We can only play. If we called them Belgian guy, I think
we could dominate Belgian guy.
I think we could crush Belgian guy.
But interestingly enough, those two friendlies, Tim Weah wasn't available. Weston McKennie wasn't available. Pulisic wasn't available. Like Freeze was available. He played.
Played. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He was in the game.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but it's just a disappointing result overall. Okay, next up, what do we got? Major Money back with another chat said, if Pep leaves City after this year, I wonder if a new manager will use Doku much differently than he is currently. Used to lean in more on his physical and technical advantages. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean,
there's that theory that Pep doesn't really know how to use black players. Have you ever heard this before?
I have not heard this.
People have broken it down. People have said like he doesn't understand how to use
which what a strange
players
thing.
the players they're referencing happen to be black, so that's where the term comes from. But I think someone like Doku, Cherki, Reinders, those are three players that they have now where they're like, could you let him be a little free? I wish you would have done with Grealish? Could you maybe not tell him they have to be standing in a certain spot? And I think you've seen Pep change that up, but how would Doku do a Mourinho system? He's like, here's what we're going to do. The ball's going to suddenly be 10 feet in front of you. Run after it and do whatever the hell's in your heart.
Doku, I mean, the style of play that Pep plays, I mean, you wouldn't... Doku... Yeah, maybe you're not using him to his
which
best.
Which is why he should come to Arsenal.
It's not a counter-attacking team or anything like that. But Leroy Sané was black and he was pretty good there. I'm trying to think of like wingers.
Where he at?
He's in Turkey right now.
He got booted, bro.
But he was all right at Bayern and stuff. All right, next up. Well, we got one more in the chat. Oh, no more chat.
No,
all right.
No more. We got a bunch of funny stuff in the chat though as well. So thank you for everyone who's been taking part in it.
Somebody didn't ask about Pochettino. Is Mauricio a quality coach on the national team level? That I don't know. And this is our opportunity to talk about Mauricio Pochettino. So people in the chat already know. They already got the rundown and they know what we're going to talk about. Let's give Pochettino a grade. Please, in the chat, go for it. Let us know what you think. How
you
want to
give a letter grade or you want to give a score?
I'll let you decide.
Like a play, like players.
Yeah. Let's give a 1 to 10.
Overall or just this game?
Just this game.
Just this game, I'm going to say it was a 7.5.
7?
Yeah, the reason it gets a 7 is because I think the first 30 minutes was so impressive against a team like Belgium. I was like, man, he really got this team put together. After that, it collapsed. We did get a goal back. I don't really care so much about that, but he made a lot of changes, and at that point, he's just trying stuff. He just wants to see what these players can do. Anyone can be a game changer.
I agree that that's what he did, but I didn't enjoy the... I felt like I saw drastically less effort and heart especially that the beginning of that second half, those first, I don't know, 30 minutes of that second half. So I'm gonna go with 4.8 because damn. I did not love.
Is that half of mine?
I'm gonna go with just the fact that I mentioned earlier, like, I didn't love the body language. I didn't love the...
What do you work for, L'Equipe? 4.8 is tough.
Yeah, but 7 is great. What, 7.5 you said?
Fine, but you could have said 5.
Way too high,
you could have said,
bro.
6.
I want to throw in the 4 in there just to show... I mean business, okay?
Yeah. I'm the tough one.
Okay?
Someone said, Alexa smoking crack?
You see? There must be crack in this studio. I don't know how I got in here. This is a Ben Skolnick. Alexis is using the Dave Portnoy pizza scale of scoring.
How dare you disrespect me like that? How dare you?
One way to offend Alexis, I promise.
That is very quickly. Ben Skolnick did say something, and this is important. Fun fact, the last win Blangola had in international competition was Belaguay, which is, I mean, remember it was iconic. Salute all my Blangolans out there, yo.
You got to be a Cooligans OG to know about Blangola. You got to listen to some old episodes, join the Patreon, do whatever you got to do. So
Pete Morton said the Cooligans may have to start a urinalysis program. I don't want to, maybe 7.6 is a little bit too much. 4.8 is way too harsh. I don't think it was good, but you got to give credit to the first 30 minutes. I don't love, and somebody said this, I forget who, so I apologize forgetting who, but they said Tim Weah at right back is not the Tim Weah I want to see. And as much as I have confidence that Tim Weah could play that role if he was asked to be a right wing back, asking him to be a right back, you need that wing part, bro. This is too much. I think it's just too much for him. Not to say that he doesn't have the skill set to do it. It's just not the best version of Tim Weah we're going to get.
Without a doubt. I mean, I would imagine he's only there because, Sergiño Dest is injured. I would imagine if best available lineup, Dest is at right back. Weston is in the midfield with Tyler Adams and the regulars, but Tim Weah is at right wing. I mean, you saw it in flashes in the game, because when he put it in a couple dangerous passes, it seemed to be they were defending with 4, and then when they had the ball, they were playing with 3, and Weah was a right wing back. So because that's where you see him shine, and even at Marseille, maybe Marseille isn't the place for him. I don't think of Weah as a defender. I mean, not to say he can't do it, and it's one of those things that you want
to
play.
He needs to. If everyone's injured, you got to come in. I'm like, all right,
yeah.
He's pacey. He's got good skill set. He can use his skill set as a winger to sort of understand what the attacker might do next. I'm confident there, but not if we got other players that can play in that position.
Your performance overall. Again, that second half. That's why I'm being, I think, critical, because I don't love the sentiment in that second half. It didn't feel good.
Yeah, that
wasn't
great.
Playing the game in Atlanta.
You know what? I'll give Mauricio Pochettino 4.8 for his halftime speech, because whatever the hell it did, it didn't work. You know what I mean?
It did not work.
We got a lot of really funny comments, but let's take a look at some of these tweets real quick.
Okay. Johnny Bravo, El Pulmón number 5, which is the lung number 5.
Okay. a long time to spend on the guy's name, but okay. Johnny Cardoso at the half versus Belgium, 13 out of 13 passing, 100% passing completion. One pass into the final third, one tackle, one block, one clearance, 3 recoveries, 50% ground duels won. Solid 45 minutes from the USMNT's CDM. I didn't hate Johnny Cardoso coming in. I thought he's played well in the last few weeks with Atleti.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came in. I don't know what this means for him, though. I don't know if that's enough for him to be a starter.
I don't know either. Yeah. Next up, US Matt Turner, absolute ass.
Say it?
Ish.
It's on the screen, for God's
sake. It's on the screen. I mean, we didn't put it up there.
Christian's in dad mode.
I'm just saying, I don't know if Yahoo's going to get mad.
44 caps, 0 goals and assists.
Again, another MLS here. Well, that's not why he brings to the table.
It's the same guy. Greg Beerholder, bro. MLS hater, CR4.
All right. Cold. What else we got? Pulisic. Pulisic was not good in this game.
It was kind of worried me a little bit.
Yeah.
How disjointed he seems.
Well, he's coming back from injury. He hasn't had that many matches.
Was it a head injury? Because he just didn't look good.
It wasn't that.
Making bad decisions.
Yeah, it's just that the decisiveness wasn't sharp. There was just, and sharpness is what, that's the first word I thought as I was watching him today. Just like, the sharpness is not there. So it's a bummer to see. All right, we got a couple more comments in the chat from Travel Football Fan. Let's bring it up. Danny, the homie.
Bring back Confederations Cup. I like this idea.
Hey, okay.
Actual real competition that preps home nation. Hey, it's a great way to look at it. It's also a good, little test run for the facilities.
Yeah, I guess we sort of
walked what 35 minutes to get out along a highway to get out of.
We sort of replaced Confederations Cup with Nations League pretty much.
Replaced that in a lot of friendlies. Yeah.
So it's not exactly the same. All right, next up, Sparta Zlatan says Spurs taking back their offer to Poch when they saw Roldan come on for Johnny again with the Roldan. They were just cooking this man.
What?
It's not solely his fault.
Remember, you said you thought he could be a starter.
I did.
How do you feel about that?
Well, he did not start.
Get a sense of the room here real quick and then tell me.
He did not start. Look, I think this was a drastically different lineup. But obviously, Cardoso and Tessman starting. The lineup looked different. You would imagine that there would have been a couple hiccups and stuff like that. There was nothing specifically in this game where I was like, wow, Roldan was clearly the problem.
Yeah.
Berhalter made a mistake. Ream made two mistakes.
Arfstin
poor defending. I mean, yes, Roldan could have closed down a little bit and help in some of those moments, sure. But I mean, we're just picking on him at this point because he didn't do anything specifically that wrong. All right, next up.
That's my man, says Christian. Major Money said, Titway at right back is not the Tim. I want to say, okay,
yeah,
so what's Major
Money? This one.
We need to make top. Whoa, what happened? Go back if we can. We need to take Thomas Aviles of CF Montreal. We need to make
Thomas Aviles
of CF Montreal. I guess bring him. He can stop Doku. It'll be 10-11%, but he stopped Doku.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He'll attack him. Yes, yeah. He'll get a red card easily. Yeah.
Look, there's multiple ways to skin a cat. Is all I'm saying. I'm just saying. No idea is a bad idea. Put it on the board. We're brainstorming.
Yeah, dude. Anything else? We got any others? All right. Yeah. Next up, playing Severino said playing versus European competition is a bridge too far for our USMNT team. I disagree. There, Europe has lots of countries, and some of them countries. Football club.
Bring
football
on Liechtenstein, baby.
Yeah, some of them are trash. So
they go change the name to Liechtenstein at the end because they ain't cooked, son.
Some of them teams are kind of ass. So don't be doing that. Okay, what else we got? P. Morton said, kind of looked like Berhalter ball. Couldn't get much going at all on the left side offensively. Needed to play man on Doku, put McKennie in the Tessman spot, and Aronson at right wing. This is where I think another fair criticism of Pochettino. The lineup was a little bit not risky enough, or maybe given the right back situation. I mean, they could have been
McKennie in Tessman spot. I'll agree as long as Tyler Adams is there.
Okay.
I know Cardozo's good, but I just feel like you need a lot of cover for a guy like McKennie who can play anywhere on the field, and that usually leads to him going anywhere he wants on the field, and he's not in that spot. I get a little anxiety of that.
Right now,
Brendan Aaronson, though, is a great shout. I don't know how he hasn't gotten more time. Spiders Lockdown said, next game, I bet we see the three center backs in the back, which I don't know why we haven't. I don't know why we didn't in this game, especially against Belgium, where we're like, you probably need the two extra defenders or you probably need to overload the midfield.
I mean, you guess, you have two games to try both lineups and both formations. I mean, it seemed he was most likely going to try four at the back at one of them because you would imagine at the World Cup, you're going to switch formations from game to game.
All right, look, you have your player, Christian Roldan, that you like. I got mine is Austin Trusty. I think Austin
at least
Trusty.
Mine plays.
Huh?
At least mine plays.
Damn. Sorry, Trusty. Not my choice. You'd be starting. But I think him, possibly Tim Ream, and I guess Freeman as your three center backs. Who else? Who would be the right center back?
We had this conversation before.
No,
right?
with without Chris Richards and all that.
Oh. You said McKenzie.
No, I said Tim Ream in the middle. You got Austin Trusty on the left. Who would be on the right?
I would just say McKenzie.
Freeman.
Freeman. I would say McKenzie.
Yeah, maybe McKenzie.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Freeman, a wing back, I would.
I know, because now Tim Way is perfect at the wing back
sure,
spot.
Sure, sure. Okay. Riverside Grove in the chat just said, why would you move Weston further from the goal? You mentioned this during the game. You were like, Weston shouldn't be on the wing. He shouldn't be out wide. He needs to be in the middle. Late runs. He's aerial threat.
Lampard runs, bro. He loves that late run into the box, which, by the way, was missing. You know how many times we had the ball sort of circling the box trying to find somebody open and no one was making that late run? Tillman doesn't instinctively do that either.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's look ahead to the game against Portugal, because hopefully the U.S. men's national team can turn things around. But yes, that game is on Tuesday on the 31st. And just a reminder, we will be live after that game as well. That game ends much later than this one does. But we will be live here in studio. So make sure you tune in to that. But let's look at the head-to-head stats between those two teams, U.S. and Portugal. The U.S. Has beaten Portugal in the past, but they the last few matches.
Then why even play this game? Let's just keep it this way, 100%.
And just a note, Cristiano Ronaldo did not travel with the team. He is injured, so he is not playing in this game.
Damn, what's hurt his ego?
I mean, it's about it showed up on the injury report.
They didn't pass through him enough in training.
But this is given that, look, we're obviously talking about this right after a pretty brutal loss. There has to be some improvement. I mean, at least at the very least, I'm just looking for first of all, not giving up 5 goals, and just Chris Richards looks like he might be playing in that game. And they just has to be more defensive effort, pressure. But we just need dogs out there, bro. Like I can accept the loss, but it can't be in this. Not to say that they gave up, but the effort was just not the same in the second half from the starters and from the substitutes.
I mean, you've heard my theory a million times. I don't think the result matters, but I think whatever the agenda was in this game, I don't think it was hit after the 35th minute, because I don't think that's what Pochettino was looking for. So hopefully some of those agendas are hit in the next one and we see at least the team that's more cohesive. I can handle being beat by Belgium if the team is playing well. Like you said, the dog's out there, like they're giving it their all, regardless of what player's out there. But that's not what we saw today. And hopefully that's what we see against Portugal.
Yeah. So let's wrap up there, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the
Cooligans. Shout out to everyone in the comments.
Yeah, y'all absolutely crushed it. And shout out to Marcelo Balboa for coming through, calling in. My man is packing the UEFA qualifier. Major money.
If we lose the Portugal game like we lost this one, USMNT got to be relegated to USL League One.
Damn, bro.
Look out, El Paso Locomotive. Here comes Christian Pulisic.
You know, at the very least, the U.S. men's national team will join in on the USL Union protest. Yeah. So,
I also agree with Major Money. The last comment he put up is that if we had Diego Luna out there, we would have no complaints about players having that dog in them. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. So you hate seeing that. Okay, one more.
Christian.
I stand by my canceled midfielder, Christian Roldan. Thank you for the support. We got to support the young man. He's a good dude.
The young man.
So shout out to everybody joining us in the chat. Shout out to everybody watching across all of Yahoo Sports channels. Again, we are the Cooligans. If you are new here, we do our podcast every Monday and Thursday across all podcast platforms, and we're on YouTube as well. If you haven't yet, hit the like button on this video if you're watching live, and make sure you hit the subscribe button. And we got
tell your family, tell your friends, tell your ops.
Yeah, and also go watch the Weston McKennie interview that we just did a couple days ago. So he absolutely crushed it. Super, super funny, and he was a much better mood in that interview than he was in that game, even though he did score. So shout out to Weston. Shout out to, again, everybody tuning in. We always appreciate everybody locking in. We'll be back we'll be back live after the next game. So Tuesday, March 31st, come through, join us on YouTube.
That's right. So put some up on X or Twitter and put some funny in the chat and you get on the show. Come on now.
Let's go. Peace, everybody. Thank you.
Love you all, except for Christian Roldan.